This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
NFL Hall of Famer John McClain in the building. We're going to waste no time, John. Rumors floating around about J.D. Clowney. They started last week. They picked up a little bit of steam this week. His name linked to the Miami Dolphins. There are some people saying that a deal was agreed to and Clowney said that he would not go to Miami, refused the deal. What can you tell us about these rumors?
First of all, I would like to say, as much as I love being on here with you guys, I'd love to be over with Janice McNair right now, who is at ProVision donating $5 million.
I saw that.
And ProVision started here by Roynell Young, former Eagles Pro Bowl cornerback years and years ago. It's the largest donation they've ever had. And, of course, the McNairs have given away hundreds of millions, but that's a very, very incredible thing for her to do. And congratulations to ProVision, Inc. As far as Clowney, because he hasn't signed his franchise tag, he doesn't have to go anywhere. Mm-hmm. And so if, say, they wanted to trade him to the Titans, then he could say, nope, not signing my franchise tag. So he can't control. He basically can control where he wants to go if they're going to trade him. The speculation about Miami was for left tackle Laremy Tunsil, and he's got to play to get paid. And if he's going to play here, we think he'll come in. Ian Rappaport reported last week he'd be here after the last preseason game. I've thought all along he'd be here for the start of regular season when he starts to get paid, but I don't have any idea. If they could upgrade their off and left tackle, and I'm writing about this today for tomorrow, and I wrote about it yesterday, about Matt Khalil, to me, is struggling. They won't admit it, but to think that he could go 16 games and play the way he used to when he was with Minnesota, which Mike Devlin mentioned yesterday, that would be the perfect scenario. I think that's just too much to ask.
Do the Texans have discussions with the Dolphins about trading Clowney?
No, I don't have any idea. I'm sure a lot of teams have called about him going back to the last offseason when he didn't sign the offer they gave him. I know they've called him this year before the draft, and I'd heard they wanted two ones, which is what you could add him for the franchise tag. Obviously, nobody was interested in giving up two number one picks for him. And another thing, you can't sign a contract. But anybody trading for him, you'd think his agent, Buzz Cook, would want to have some preliminary contract talks and say, look, this is what we want. Are you agreeable? Is it in your ballpark when we can start negotiating again and see what they say?
Or even a handshake agreement or something like that after the year. But after this year, why would he even go with a handshake agreement? Because he'll be a flat-out free agent, perhaps, and hit the market.
Well, but they franchise him again.
Yeah.
And so they've got him under control 2 years. They wouldn't do it a third year. But I think if they can upgrade left tackle or corner, I think they're still looking for a slot corner. And yet this time of year, you're going to have to overpay if you want to fulfill a position like that. You know, they're going to give up a three for Duke Johnson. They're going to get a couple of threes as compensatory picks, but you can't trade those now because you don't have them officially. Kareem Jackson and Tyrann Mathieu have to stay healthy. And so ruling out a three, don't know if they would try to recoup a three in a deal. I'd be real surprised if they trade him at this point for draft choices. That doesn't do him any good. They got an area, the offensive line, specifically left tackle, that has to be upgraded in some fashion. And I still think, from watching them, they need another corner who can play inside.
John McClain with us in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Texans off. Joint practices begin tomorrow. We're talking about all the rumors about J.D. Clowney. Sticking on this Clowney thing, whether it happened, whether it didn't, it's out there on the internet. We know how that works. with players. Players a lot of times react to rumors. They don't necessarily react to facts. A lot of times the noise gets to you, especially when you're not in the building. How do you think these rumors would impact Jadeveon Clowney going back into that building? Could we see maybe what appeared to be, you know, a healthy situation, the healthiest holdout ever, as Sean Pendergast calls it on Payne and Pendergast? Mm-hmm. Could we see that kind of change with Clowney hearing these rumors?
With anybody in the lick of sense, doesn't pay any attention to anything on social media unless it becomes from a reputable report. There was one, I'm not even going to mention who this guy was because I can't remember his name and never heard of him. He sent a tweet out that was making the rounds, breaking Clowney traded, had quotes, had all these things. Then all of a sudden he took everything down because somebody probably stumped up and said, no, none of that's true. And you can't say Clowney confirmed something.
Right.
There was another one saying Clowney came and talked to O'Brien last week. They couldn't work out a contract. He didn't talk to O'Brien last week. You can't negotiate a contract. It's impossible. It's against the rules right now. So when he comes back, it doesn't matter if he's mad at Bill O'Brien. All it matters is if he plays. And I've never seen a guy, now take away Antonio Brown, because he's in a whole different stratosphere. But it's always business. Players understand that. Clowney's doing what he thinks he should. But when he comes back, you know, he's going to get everything he's got. Other players don't give a rat's you know what about what he's been going through. He's going to have to play because he's going to try to have his best year as a pass rusher and get a better contract next year, whether it's from the Texans or someone else.
John, I just think it's a story, and maybe I'm wrong. I think it's a story that the Texans have had trade discussions regarding Jadeveon Clowney. Multiple people have confirmed.
And if teams call and ask you about a guy, then of course you got to talk to him.
Well, that means something, doesn't it? That means that they're willing to trade him?
If they're willing to trade him to upgrade another position, then obviously they think they're not going to be able to sign him. Or maybe he's told them he's not coming and they believe it. But so if they're talking to teams, I don't know if it's initiated by them, initiated by other teams, initiated by Buzz
Cook. To me, that's rather large.
Of course it's large, especially if it gets done. If it doesn't, it's just more speculation and stuff for talk shows and social media. But it's like Kiki QT. I don't know who he paid attention to on social media when he was in the dressing room after he got hurt. But he responded to it, and I was glad he did because he said it's minor, not major, which means he's not going to have surgery because he may not be there for the start of the season. But and I'll guarantee, he took that down after about 3 minutes. I'll guarantee you the Texans went ballistic when he saw that.
Oh, gosh.
But I'm thinking, is he scrolling through his phone, seeing what fans think? You know, that's the worst thing you can do if you're a player.
It is.
Or anybody.
Even just a low-level media type. Even a kid in middle school.
Social media.
Yeah, a kid in middle school, anything like that. Radio host,
a kid in middle school could fire something off, and you don't know if he's a seasoned veteran fan who's had season tickets for 20 years or if he's a kid in middle school, and you just don't know. It's out there. It's a big story because it's going on, and I'm holding my breath to see, are they going to trade him? Is he going to report?
It's John McClain on Clowney. So you think there still is a chance that they do trade him?
A chance, sure. I think they would trade him. They got what they consider a good offer.
What do you think would be a good offer?
Well, I don't know if they got a left tackle. They're talking about Laremy Tunsil, the guy with the bong at before his
the gas mask. That's not a bong. That's a gas mask. Yeah. Right. Get your weed lingo down.
And he's started, I think, every game for the Dolphins. He's considered good, really good. They could get a guy like that, like was rumored last week. Yeah. What's more important, protecting Watson or getting another quarterback? That's something they would have to decide.
So that's what I was going to get. I'm glad you said that because my thing is a very simple question. Why? Why would they trade Jadeveon Clowney? Because
to get a left tackle?
Okay. There's two sides to that, right? Thing, OG. My thing is this. If they're willing to trade Clowney now, what does that say about Matt Khalil? You know what I'm saying?
He's not doing very well.
So
I mean, we all see that.
So is there,
what does it say about Whitney Mercilus? See, I think that they might envision, now that they've seen Mercilus in training camp, and I'm speculating here totally, John, but I want to get your opinion. They see, you know, the Mercilus that maybe could play that role, and they wouldn't necessarily sacrifice a whole lot of Jadeveon Clowney's production and still get, you know, a tackle or something.
I wrote a column today because I found this out and I didn't know it. I knew Whitney was coming out the torn biceps. It cost him the last 11 game of 17. I knew he hurt his hamstring at the end of West Virginia last year, but he also had a back injury that bothered him all year that I didn't know about till this week. And now he's 100% and going great. And I checked it out because Romeo Crennel told us yesterday he's going to move Whitney around more and give him more chances to rush the passer. So I checked and found out that the reason he didn't get those opportunities last year is he was beat up with his back. And you got Clowney and Watt playing outside. Whitney's not going to move inside on passing situations. And Clowney's big enough to do that. But Whitney is not Clowney, of course. But if they got a tackle and they could say, okay, they have to value the – first and foremost should be a tackle protection of Watson. Secondary is rushing a quarterback. You just have to blitz. You got to manufacture sacks. But you've got to get somebody in there who can protect him. They like Howard and Sharping at guard. Howard is still playing tackle in practice. And they could always go to Julion Davenport like last year. But if they could get a tackle for Clowney, then I think they should do it.
Is there a chance Matt Khalil gets cut?
Does he get cut? Yeah, there's always a chance he could get cut.
Would you say there's a good chance that Matt Khalil gets cut?
It's too early to say if there's a good chance. He did well in practice. Then he went up there. He did well. Then all of a sudden he didn't do so well in the game. And then in practice this week he had a bad practice. Was it Monday? They were all Sunday. It must have been Monday. And but he is what he is. And to ask him to come in there, you know, if they cut him, they don't have to pay him like 2.5 or whatever his contract was. He gets paid based on games he's active. And Khalil, to me, has got to be the starter because he's not a right tackle. Davenport is going to be the swing tackle. He's the only one that goes back and forth. He's the only one that started on both sides in the NFL. So if he's your third tackle, Khalil's got to be the left tackle to me to be on the team.
All right.
Man.
And they knew when they were taking a chance on Khalil because that's how they wrote the contract.
You said he is what he is. What is he?
Well, right now he's a guy that's out there. He wasn't out there last year. He's working, is doing everything he can. They're hoping they can get him back to play. Well, he started 17 games 2 years ago. Get him to where he could start 17 games and do a decent job. He wasn't anything special.
He was a 53rd ranked tackle.
Since he, well, by who?
By PFF.
Ball Focus.
Yeah, PFF.
And, yeah, but Kareem Jackson was number two corner last year, and they didn't even offer a new contract in AFC South over Ramsey and Boye, and J. Joe was number one. And, but, yeah, he struggled 2 years ago, but he did start 17 games for a playoff team. He didn't get Cam Newton pulverized.
Suppose, back on Jadeveon Clowney real quick, so since we're doing that this entire segment here, suppose they find a partner to trade with. Can that team say, listen, we can't give you a contract, obviously, because of league rules, but we will not franchise tag you. If you give us your word that you'll negotiate with us, we'll negotiate with you a new deal. Can they do that?
They can tell them anything they want to tell it. And then they could like, well, you know, we got a new general manager, and I didn't make that deal, or I didn't consult with the owner, and he'd go through the same thing. But I would think, before they do a trade, Buzz Cook, his agent, would talk with the general manager about the contract.
Listen. Yeah.
And he'd say, look, you know, if you become a premier pass rusher, we'll pay you like a premier pass rusher. If you still don't, we'll play you like a great player against the run who's a good pass rusher.
Right.
So he could be going through the same thing next year. But they would have an idea. And any team – say Miami, say Buzz Cook said, well, he wants $120 million. And Miami's, well, we're not paying that kind of money. You know, we might give him $100 million, might. But then he could come back and have a great year. He could get hurt. All kind of things could happen. But they have to talk about it.
Right.
You can't go in blind and trade for a franchise player, and then all of a sudden you don't want to be going through the same thing.
What's the financial element involved from the Texans' perspective? Is it because they know they got to pay, you know, Deshaun Watson soon, and they're
Never, they were never going to pay him what he wanted. No, nobody gets. Do y'all get what you want?
Sometimes.
Do you really? Damn, I never have. Do you?
Never.
Never. Do you get what you want every time?
I'm talking to you right now.
JJ got what he wanted.
Good. I got exactly what I want right here in the studio.
Very seldom do you get, and JJ wanted more. Very seldom do you get exactly what you want. I don't know any bosses that
that's
so
that's
they
a
were
little
never gonna
bit.
Pay him. Like
but they could have given him a contract.
Rusher. You're like, good of sure.
Maybe not exactly. Nobody, everybody wants a little more. What I'm saying is they've decided not to give him a contract. They could have come up with an agreement for a contract.
Oh, they did offer him contracts.
But again, not one that he could agree
to. Not one that he wanted.
So is there a financial element to this? Like, we don't want to pay him even what we think we might be a compromise because we got these other bills coming due.
No, you can't look. They're looking at Watson next year.
That's what I mean.
Waddle have 2 years left on his deal. He got a new deal last time with 2 years left. He'll be 31 years old. There's other players that's contracts with up. And I think with Mercilus looking so good and being healthy, it won't surprise me if he doesn't sign an extension before the season.
Oh, wow.
And but the thing about Clowney, he could have signed with him. I'm guessing, and I don't know, they've done a great job of keeping a lid on the numbers. Trey Flowers, who's coming in here today with the Lions, be on the practice field. He got like $90 million
good luck,
to
Khalil.
Leave New England. I could see them offering that kind of deal to Clowney. But
the Trey Flowers deal.
He didn't want $90 million. And so now I think that they can't do anything, and they won't be talking contract. And I think if he's traded, they're thinking we're not going to be able to sign him.
It's NFL Hall of Famer John McClain for his weekly visit. Texans off, return to the practice field tomorrow. More with the legend in just a sec. Was the Duke Johnson deal worth a third-round pick? And is Dak Prescott worth $30 or $40 million? That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.